Thank you for joining us at Life Enjoy Prophetic Encounter. Shandale,
Mandale
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we want to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We are praying that the pouring of the spirit will be poured upon our flesh. And we will experience the power of the Holy Spirit. That our lives will be in his power. That we will walk in the fullness of his grace and his holiness. In the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Randa leve 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 le
Shandale,
Holy Spirit, we need you. Handale bele bo shandale ba. Mandale bele bo shandale bele bo shandale ba. Mandale bele bo shandale bele bo shandale bele ba. Holy Spirit, we need you. Mandale bele bo shandale bele bo shandale bele ba. Mandale bele bo shandale bele bele ba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Asking the Holy Spirit to bring judgment upon the devil concerning our lives. Any masterclass, masterpiece, actions of the devil, we are saying that Holy Spirit, may you bring judgment on the enemy and the plots against my life, my family, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, my son, bring judgment upon the counsels of the enemy in my life. Come on, pray, my son, in the area of people who wants to block your miracles, Holy Spirit, bring judgment upon the counsels of the enemy. Holy Spirit, dig deeper, dig deeper. Every voice, every word, every plan of the devil against my life, against my children, against my family, against my career, against my ministry. Holy Spirit, bring it to an end in the name of Jesus. Jesus right now. Come on, pray the prophetic prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that the Spirit of God is been poured upon us to bring the end and to bring judgment against the devil. I speak in the mighty name of Jesus against every counsel, every plot, witchcraft manipulations, every counsel of the devil in your life. May it come to an end in Jesus' name right now. Let it come to an end right now in Jesus' name. Every plot of shame, every plot of disgrace on your children, on your health, on every area, let it be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every person against your life, let it be destroyed by the power of God. Let it be destroyed by the power of God. Let it be destroyed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord has been given to us to bring judgment to the devil. We release judgment against every counsel of the enemy in our lives, against our ministries. We bring judgment against our trials. We bring judgment against all those hiding behind the curtains and manipulating us. We bring judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Against every darkness in our dream, we bring judgment. Against every auspices of the darkness and the world of this age, we bring judgment. Against our prosperity, we bring judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. Against our prosperity, we bring judgment. Rampale Mashandalama, Mantale Mashaya, Mandale Mashandala, Mantale Mokotome Makata Shandalaba, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to pray. We want to pray and say that, Lord, may you pull breakthrough into my life. May you pull that breakthrough, Holy Spirit, pull from left and right the power of breakthrough. Pull me into breakthrough. Let me break through every barrier. Let me break through every retrogression. Let me break through every resistance. Grant me the breakthrough anointing. Let me break through every challenge. Let me break through every difficulty. Let me break through every difficulty in my ministry. Let me break through every difficulty in my relationship. We are asking Holy Spirit, bring me breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Pull me into breakthrough. Let me overcome that difficult thing. Let me receive the pursuing, the things I'm pursuing. Let me overtake them in the name of Jesus. Pull me into my breakthrough, Holy Spirit. In my business, let me break through. In my office, let me break through. In my family, let us break through. Baptize me in the oil of breakthrough. Pull me into breakthroughs, Holy Spirit. Pull me into breakthroughs. Pull me into breakthrough. Let the layers be broken. Let retrogression be broken. Pull me into my breakthrough, Holy Spirit. Randa nebe nebe shanda nebe 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 Holy Spirit, pull me into my breakthrough. Randa lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe shanda lebe 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 shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe shanda. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe 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 shanda leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe leba. Randa 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 lebe 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 shanda lebe leba. Manda lebe 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 leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe 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 leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe leba. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe lebe shanda lebe leba. Randa lebe 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 lebe. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe 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 leba. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Manda lebe 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 lebe. Randa lebe 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 lebe. Randa lebe 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 lebe. Manda lebe 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 lebe. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe lebe. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe 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 lebe. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe lebe. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe lebe. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Manda lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe. Randa lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Manda lebe lebe shanda lebe 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 shanda lebe. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare by the power of God upon you that may the Lord grant you breakthrough in every area you are pursuing, in every area that is difficult for you to pursue. May God grant you that victory. And may the hand of God be mighty upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthroughs. Breakthroughs in your academics. Breakthroughs in your career. Breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Let that breakthrough be established for you. Let the Holy Spirit bring that breakthrough to you. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. You need breakthroughs over every circumstance and over every situation that is worrying you. Receive breakthroughs in Jesus' mighty name. Let the breakthrough of God happen live in your life in the name of Jesus. Breakthroughs in every area of your life. Breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the surgery. Breakthroughs in the family issues. Breakthroughs in every relationship. Breakthroughs, breakthroughs, breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. 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 We give you praise. We want to pray the last prophetic prayer. We want to pray and ask the Lord in my dreams today. I saw a lot of fire in the world. And I saw a lot of difficulties. We are praying that, Lord, may you keep doors open for me and my family. May you maintain open doors for me and my family in the midst of all difficulties in the world. Oh Lord, may you maintain open doors for me in the midst of all difficulties that is happening around the world, happening in Ghana, the economy of Ghana. Lord, maintain an open door for me. Angels of God, maintain an open doors for me. Begin to fire the last prophetic prayer for this session. Manda lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe lebe. Manda lebe 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 shanda lebe lebe. Manda lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe lebe. Mazanta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe lebe. Mazanta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe. Mazanta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe lebe. In the midst of this difficulty, the world, I see the world is going to get more complicated, and few areas of the world will be surviving. We are praying in the name of Jesus. We are saying, in the midst of all difficulties in the world, in the more, in the midst of all difficulties in Ghana, in the midst of all economic and whatever situation around you, may the angels of God, may the power of the Holy Spirit maintain an open door for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord position you in the right place. May the Lord change your location. If you are not in the right place, that you will be protected, that you will be supplied, that you will receive supply. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, maintain the open doors. Maintain the favor for us. May the doors not be closed before us. For our lives, for our children, for our families, may you maintain open doors. Those in us, those outside the world, those in the world, maintain open doors. Wherever they are, in schools, in this midst of furniture, maintain us, Lord. Maintain us, Lord. Maintain us, Lord, as we are entering another season of the world, another complicated seasons of the world. Mandele mosatale maya, mandale mandaya, mandale mandaleba, mandale beleba, mandale belebeleba, na mandaleba. Your Bible says, do not let your heart be troubled. Behold, I have overcome the world. Mando shandaleba, mendole moshandaleba, mendole beshandaleba, mendole beshandaleba, mendole belebe shandaleba, mendole belebo shandala. Behold, I have overcome the world. Mandolo boshandaleba. May that grace of overcoming be your portion this morning, that the doors will remain open. Angels of God, lamadayama, on assignment now. Angels of God, on assignment now. As I see an angel pouring a dark liquid onto the world, a dark liquid, and I see the dark liquid spreading. Every demonic infection, every demonic disease that will be sent into this world in a season like this, I decree by the power of God that any country will use as a weapon again against the people, against the nation, let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. I see contamination. I see contamination of sickness, infections. I release the power of the authority in the name of Jesus against every auspices, every plague sent against the world. Christians are exempted. Believers are exempted. Children of God are exempted. Believers are exempted. I look into the future and I saw a plague, an attack. Hatilo shetelea, lemata katushea, lemataya taya. May those who gather those weapons, the Bible said, I am the one that made the blow
controller of the code and the developer of the weapon. I declare that the Lord who made the weapon maker and the weapon itself, may the weapon maker be destroyed by their own evil weapons. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, anyone around us who have become weapon makers to destroy our lives, to destroy our family, to destroy our children, to destroy our business, to destroy our ministry, in the name of Jesus, may they be consumed by the same weapon they are forming. May that weapon bring them down as they dug the hole for us to be buried. May they be buried in the name of Jesus. May they be buried in the name of Jesus. Every infection against your destiny, every auspices, every counter attacks from other people on your life, that it will affect your life. I demystify that attack. I demystify that attack this morning. I declare by the power of God it is destroyed. I declare by the power of God it is destroyed. I declare by the power of God it is destroyed. I declare by the power of God it is destroyed. The weapon blowers, I declare in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Lord, let the angels of the Lord begin to engage for the welfare. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright. You take notes of all these prophetic revelations that are coming. It seems that things are going to get tougher, so you have to be very prayerful and walk in the power of God and in the will of God, so that the hand of God will prevail over your life. May the Lord show you mercy even for the things you are guilty over. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we have been discussing the qualities of a hired servant. We realized in John chapter 10, verse 12 to 13, that a hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. So how would you see a dolus? What are the qualities that makes you see a dolus? And who is a dolus? A dolus is someone who serves because of what he will get. He has no interest of love. He has no interest of building. He has no interest of selflessness. He has his own personal interest at huge. In fact, his personal interest is all over everywhere. A personal interest is all over everywhere. So that is the definition for a dolus. Now in John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, the Bible is saying the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. Another word for the hiring there is a dolus. So if you put the dolus there, it goes like this. The dolus fleeth because he is a dolus and careth not for the sheep. So when you want to know and to serve God well, one of the things you need to distinguish yourself between and to be able to find out, is this person a teraphim or is this person a dolus? Is this pastor a teraphim or is this pastor a dolus? Does this person has his own personal interest, or does a person also, even in his personal interest, careth for others? You see clearly that people who are dolus are always looking for their own interest. In the workplace, look at the people who are helping the company and look at the people who are having their personal interest. You see their personal interest leading everything they do, then you can see this is a dolus. And then you can have an idea how to handle a dolus. You go into a relationship, you realize that this person is a dolus. Everything is about her. Everything is about him. Then you are able to know the kind of relationship you should expect, because a dolus is someone who has an intention of some benefits, and that is all he thinks. He doesn't think about the welfare. He doesn't think about the other one. He doesn't even think about anything. The only thing he's thinking about is personal benefit. These are the things we learned, you know. And we said that Jesus gave two reasons why a dolus is a hiring person. We said that is because Jesus said that the people who are dolus are naturally like that. So people who are dolus are naturally self-conceited and self-dominated. It's about them. And then you find out that those who are the dolus people, the second reason is that they are concerned not for the sheep. One of the things, they are not concerned about the people involved. They are concerned only about the benefits they will get. They are not concerned. So sometimes somebody can show you maybe emotional focus. That's not what I'm talking about. The person loves you, so the person has an emotional focus on you, and it looks like the person is selfish. That is not what I'm discussing. I'm talking about, if you want to find the donors, the second reason will make you see it. The person has no intention or focus on you. You see, so don't let us misinterpret it and take it anyhow. The second reason gives more logical reasons why we know that this person is a dolus. The intention of the person is on not just the person's personal self-benefit, but also does not care about the people involved, does not care about others. You see, and if you are a pastor, you are in a church, and you have some kinds of, some of these people, you realize that they have interest in their members, but they have no interest in the church growth itself. You see, they don't want the church to grow. They have no interest in the church. They have personal interest in those things. You know. Now, for Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible says, "For brethren, ye have been called into liberty, only use not the liberty for an occasions of the flesh, but by love serve one another." Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another." You see, the basis of love, you see, this scripture corrects the state of a dolus person. This scripture is telling the dolus that you are looking for your personal benefits, and because you are looking for your personal benefit, you even ignore the people of God. It seems it is all about you. Then the Bible corrects that attitude and tells the dolus that you cannot do that. You can't use the liberty the Lord has given to you to do whatever you want. You see, these are lifestyles of people working for God or people in ministry, and the majority are people who are believers. You as a believer, you as a church worker, you as a minister, you do not need to take the liberty of God granting a lot of hearts to you and take advantage of them. By the basis of love, use love to engage them. Have personal intentions that their lives will become better. When you do that, the Bible says you are a therapeut. And I pray that this will never be your portion, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You see, a hired servant does not seek to delight his master. Rather, he seeks to delight in himself. When you meet somebody who is a hired servant, his intention is not to please the master. He pleases himself. When you go to a workplace, if you see a hired servant, you see that they go behind their masters. They go behind their masters doing things. They don't go through the boss in the workplace. You find out in church, a hired servant always go behind the pastor. It does not go straight through the pastor. Oh yeah. A hired servant does not seek to delight his master. Rather, he seeks to delight himself. He is noted for having a mind of his own. If you want to see a dolus, one of the things you see is that they have their mind of their own. They do things differently than the group is doing. See, whilst the group is going here, they will be going on the other side. They have a different way of seeing things. They do things differently whilst they leave the rest of the team and they do something else different. So once we are going for soul winning, they will not go for soul winning. They'll be doing something in their home. whilst we are going to, we are calling people for visitation, they will not go for visitation, they will do something on their own. You realize that where we are going, they are going on the opposite side of their journey. And that is one of the things that makes you know that this person is a dolus. And if you don't discover them in your church and stop them, or discover them in your workplace and stop them, they will corrupt the whole system and your authority in that system will be broken. So you have to be very careful of those people. All right. Watch out for those kind of believers in your life. Anyone who has such a spirit on him, which is the spirit of a high servant, will never help build a concrete ministry. They will not help you build your church. They will not help you build your business. When the master runs out of provision and wages, he will be gone, and the affairs of his master, who is the Lord Jesus, will be laid ineffective and unprofitable. So when you realize that you don't have anything, they will leave you. They will leave you and go. And that's a sign of a dolus. For now that you are good and things are working and your ministry is attractive and people are coming around, they will stay. When the ministry goes down, they run away. Take notice of people like that. And keep value for those people who have stood by you in the midst of all difficulties. Take notice of those people and appreciate them. Very good. We should not have friends who have high servant nature. You cannot marry a high servant. You should look at someone who is not like that and don't marry the person. I've written it in this book. Don't marry a high servant. Don't marry a dolus. His intention is all about him or all about her. A hired servant should never be your associate. You should be careful of people who are your associate pastors. You should look into their heart and find out whether they are a hired servant. Is their intention about themselves or about the church? Is it about the call God has given to you, pastor, or is it about the call about them? And in many churches, this is one of the reasons why the church is not growing. As equally as you must put value on your associate pastors, you must also check them that they do not carry this kind of spirit. It demystifies what you are building and the call God has sent for you. Pastor, let me tell you, when God comes right now, he will question you about the state of your church. He will not question your associate pastor. His call will be different. He will be questioning why he couldn't or why she couldn't assist you effectively. But for you, you will be responsible for the whole system. So don't sit there and leave them to do whatever they want. Yes. Now, he said the high servant should never be given a greater power in the church because of his selfishness, which is the character trait of the devil. You have to take notice that selfishness is always a character of the devil. It is one of the number one attributes of the devil. And if you give places in the company, places of your business, places of your church to such people, you can imagine the infections and the concept they will give to those people under that person's authority, under that care. You can go to a workplace in that department, all the people there are having a certain kind of mind because the person there has conscientized them in a certain way. We have to be careful. Excuse me. The issue is that being a servant to your master is not just enough for God to lift you up to your prosperity. So the truth is, it's not just because you're an assistant or an associate pastor or someone connected to the church means that you have finished your job. You doing it and doing it well, you being there and being loyal, you being there and being focused on the common goal that will help the church is more important than your selfishness. You have to be careful. Sometimes the life of assistants are also very difficult. So it's also very, very, very important that you communicate consistently with the one who is in charge. Communicate every grievances and issues with him so that they adapt quickly. You know, you can't keep things inside you, be bitter and be destroying it. You see, because you may think you are destroying or you are stopping man, but what you are doing is you are fighting God. It is like a husband and a wife. The reason why God gave a helper. Now, if you have a wife who is a helper, then you have a home. If you have a wife who is a competitor, you don't have a home. And as a man, you will not be free to do what God has called you to do or what you can do more to help your family. God, especially in this world now when a lot of people are all about competition, you find husband and wife competing. They are competing as who earns more or who earns less. That is not important. What makes a woman a complete woman is a woman who is helpful. In that same way, what makes an assistant? You see, the woman is the first assistant in the Bible. What makes an assistant a real associate pastor, a real assistant CEO, or whoever in the company or in any area of your life? What makes the person is the role of help. If you don't help your pastor, you think the people you are helping them to rebel against him will help you when you are in charge? Why create that atmosphere? You see, and this kind of immature behavior causes a lot of problems in the church. We have to be careful. Sacrifice is the key difference between a high servant and a tarapon. Yes, because for the one who is a tarafu, he can see all the challenges as a dulus encounter or as a high servant encounter. But what makes him different is he takes or she takes the decision to sacrifice. Sacrifice or she sacrifice to get things better. You see, may God bless you if you are a therapist and are making things better in your church, making things better at your workplace. You are reliable indeed. You see, one of the main attributes about a therapist is God knows they are reliable. What you won't forgive, they will forgive for the work of God to go on. Look at the problems that have happened all over the world and in churches. Why people are accusing churches a lot. Majority of the people are not a few. People who experience problems in their churches and they are angry and all, majority of them are not a few. But some of them too have the right basis, because you also in spiritual authority cannot just mishandle people. You see what I'm saying? But you look at it, you realize that if somebody is a therapist and the person is an authority, the person will serve the members and there will not be a problem. If somebody is a member and the member is a therapist, you will see that that person will serve the church, will protect the church, will guide the church, and some of these dulus or high servants will not have their place to misbehave. You see what I'm talking about? Many people are very ignorant about their devices. Look, we say devil, devil. The devil often uses people. We have to be very careful, or else we will not fall in line with what God is doing. So now, I summarize the qualities of someone who ministers in the realm of those. The first one is they seek their own interest. The second thing is they seek after money because they are always interested in what they will get. Naturally, they only serve because you instructed and agreed on a contract with them, because you told them that come and be here. That is the only reason. They try their best not to even overwork or do more. They try to stay in that. This is because they always want something back. When you stop giving them what they ask for, they break the relationship. That is what they do. When they are not getting what they came for, or they are not having their way with people, or their characters are not. Look, you have been in ministry for more than 2 years. I've seen people who rebel because you corrected them. You just tell them what you are doing. It's not how you do it. They say, no. Allow me to do whatever I want. Oh, if you are in church and your pastor allows you to do what you want, you should know immediately that something is wrong with you. You should know immediately that there is a covering of that house has left you. Because you can't be outside authority. You see what I'm talking about? They neglect you when you need them most. Very, very important point about dulus people. They always sit and watch to see how the ministry is performing. Sometimes when you don't give them an assignment, all they want is that the person who has been given the assignment will fail. They are like, hey, let me see though. I don't want to get myself involved though. But from someone who is a servant, when he works and is corrected, he keeps on working. He doesn't stop. But here is a high servant or a dulus. You correct and the person moves away. They are unnecessarily critical and mock at what other loyal believers in the ministry do. You see, one of the things about dulus people is they feel they are special. They are above everybody. You see, the word of God does not allow you to think that way. It is a deception to think that you are the best. It is a deception. Even for your head pastor, it is a deception for him to think he is the only best person in the church. Everyone there has been called by the grace of God. And if you respect the grace of God, you know that the grace of God that made you and took you out of the debt and made you feel that you are special, it is that same grace upon that person who is now growing, and very soon that person will be special too. And you won't believe it. The Bible even says the latter glory shall be greater than the former. Meaning this person you don't value and you don't respect and you think he can't amount to anything or she can't amount to anything. Because she just started her service for God. The Bible says that she has more propensity to become better than you. The latter glory shall be greater than the former. You have become better because the ones that initiated you are older. Now you too, you will be older in the system, and the ones ahead of you or the ones that are coming after you will become better than you. Why? Because they stand on the previous knowledge to become better. But unfortunately for Adonis, all that he thinks about is that they are very critical and they mock. You know the word, the meaning of mocking? Mocking is to laugh at people for what they believe. They mock them. They mock other colleagues, other pastors, other workers. They let them feel they don't know anything and they are useless. But you see, if that is how you are, I pity you big time. You think that girl who doesn't have a job now will not get a job. Is that what you're thinking? You see, it is the way they think. They think that something beneficial should come out from the person. Look, there are people they never associate with poor people. You know, my bishop teaches, learn as a pastor to relate with all classes of people. You know, you don't relate only with people who are at your spec and say it is difficult for you to relate with them. Why? Is it that because they don't speak your language? Is it because they don't speak your language? Is it because they don't do what you do? No, 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 no. There is one person in my journey as a man of God, and this person always calls me whenever she needs something. Always calls me. And every time we pray and she gets promoted, I don't hear from her again. Only time I hear from her is when there is an issue again. This is an example of a hired servant. The only reason he's around is for the personal benefit they will get. But it cannot be like that. They are not faithful since they have a frame of time they work. So most of them will keep by time. They look too good and attractive, but not right for leadership position. They are very good. They are very charismatic. They are very anointed. But because they are idolos, they cannot serve God's sheep. You see, it's not like they are not leaders. They are naturally born leaders. They are gifted. Sometimes they are even powerful than the pastor. They are charismatic than the pastor. They can even talk to more people in the church. They know how to talk. They have a nice way of talking. When they hold the microphone, you will see immediately that Charlie, this is an anointed person. But because of their character of dolus, the dolus character in them, when you fix them in your leadership, you realize that there is a loophole in the leadership. You realize there is a problem there. See, because their character doesn't make the service of God potent. If they could just have adjusted and moved from dolus to a teraphim, if they could have just repented and come to the terrifying character, you could see they would have been perfect and God would have used them so mightily. And I believe even spiritual authority will come on them. But because of that, God has to limit them with power. You see, some of them, they don't see that the assistant's position is a test of loyalty and a test for their promotion. They see it as a yardstick to share. Is it like the scripture I quoted to you the last day during spiritual authority? When Moses was speaking to the Levi, when they rebel with him, rebel against him, he said, is it small thing? Is it a small thing that God has made you pastors. Is it a small thing for you that you have been made an assistant to someone? No. Though they are in your camp, they are also in your enemy's camp, and soon they will betray you. They just don't stay in your camp. They are in the enemy's camp. An example is Judas. Whilst he was in Jesus' camp, he was also in another camp. And very soon, what happened? He betrayed Jesus. You see, Peter is an example. Though he was in Jesus' camp, he had a selfish nature of having Jesus for himself. You see, and Jesus rebuked the devil out of him, saying that you sever what is good and the purpose of God, you stop it. I rebuke you. We see it at its climax when Jesus dies and then the cock crows. He says he doesn't know Jesus. He could still not face the public because he had a personal opinion of who Jesus should be. He wanted Jesus to always be there doing all those miracles and people praising them. And he didn't want to be associated with the bad things around Jesus, which people were accusing Jesus of. But thanks be to God for him. Jesus prayed for him. Do you know why? Because he was somebody that was honest in his heart. He was not like Judas. Some of these people who are donors, they are very secretive and they hide things very well because they know you well, they have stayed with you, and they know how you behave. So they know how to manipulate you. But if you can manipulate your pastor, if you can manipulate your CEO, can you manipulate the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit has seen all this behavior. And you are before God, whom nothing, the Bible said, everything is laid bare before him. In whom we have to deal with. That's what the Bible says, that everything is bare before God. Who will deal with you? What can you hide from God? You see, the first misconception of those people is that they think the church is for the guy. What they don't know is that the same merciful God is the same God who is also judgmental. And that the church is the place where God is using to change people. Your workplace is the place where God is using to feed you and your children, you and your family. You think it is a place for you to play games? Not at all. Not at all. So they stay in your camp, but they are in your enemy's camp. They are in your enemy's camp. So they have discussions, they go back and they discuss them. And if you have a therapist, I know of therapists who have been picking things behind their pastors and covering their back for them so that they will be honored consistently. And God will bless you for that. Because God has saved you. One day I had a dream. And in the dream, God was, you, let's move on to the last one. At any moment, they could leave. That is why you cannot marry such a person. And that is true. In the area of marriage, you have to be careful who you are marrying. Because if the person, you know, why would you want to marry the girl because of a certain reason? Not because of lack of any other reason. Why should you have a reason? You must have some general reasons, but it cannot be reasons. So you have to be careful because they like leaving a lot. Sometimes they are threatened. Sometimes they even threaten the church, I will leave. Because of correction, they can say, I will leave. And they do. Because they know when they leave, they have left their infection in the church. And the people there, and some of them are excited that when they are leaving, people should follow them so that the church will reduce. Once again, well, the pastors will be hurt, but Charlie, it's not them, it's God you are hurting. And you know what God told Saul before he became Paul? He said, you cannot kick against the prick. It's like you cannot kick against the pin or the metal or the sharp pin with your legs. You will hurt yourself. Some of you are hurting yourself by what you are doing. And I pray that the Lord will bring you to that revelation. Bow down your heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the teachings of the quality and the character traits of a doulos, something you don't want us to become. The Bible says that he told Peter, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Take care of my sheep." But we hear now a doulos leaving the sheep. Leaving the sheep because he doesn't care, because she doesn't care. They have their own personal motives. Once it's achieved, they are done. And Lord, I pray for Theraphios that you give them the strength not to give up. And that I pray that they will not be few. And I pray that people who are listening to me right now, they will repent and become true servants of God, true women servants for God, who are serving unconditionally in their workplace, in their home, and in their ministries, that we will thrive. We know that one of the important benefits of having a Theraphio ministry is that the church will prosper. Lord, forgive those people who have said one or two other things that have made other people who are serving discouraged to serve more. Forgive them and heal them. I remove the offense from their midst. Sometimes people behave as doulos because they are offended. I remove offenses from their lives. And let there be love and peace in your home. This we ask and we pray for. And now, Father, as we're about to take our offerings, I pray, bless those who give. Bless those who are supporting this platform. Open doors for them. And for those who are believing you for breakthrough financially, Lord, open that door for them. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. And all of us will say, amen. All right, thank you for joining me. My name is Prophet Paul Regan, and it was a nice time sharing the word of God with you. I hope to see you again very soon. God bless you and take care. May God make a way for you. Our number is +233-554-228-818. You can get a copy of this book. It's the same line you can also call to reach to me. And it's the same line you can also use to give your offering, and God will bless you. Oh, Nana Isi, I need to appreciate you. Thank you, Isi, about almost how many years now? Almost 20 years ago, you edited this book, which I'm teaching now. I want to say, Mrs. Isi, alias Mrs. Gill, God bless you. Thank you for being a blessing. As far as 20 years when we started working on this book, I want to say thank you for being a blessing, you and your husband, and may God increase you. All right, you see, have a good day. All right, guys, thank you for the time. It was a blessing having you. Bye. My mind.